Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. A very warm welcome to the press conference of the President of the Republic of Poland, Mr. Andrzej Duda, and NATO Secretary General, Mr. Jens Stoltenberg. First, there will be statements given, and first, I give the floor to the President of Poland. Distinguished Mr. Secretary General, distinguished ministers, and distinguished ladies and gentlemen, I'm delighted, and it is with great pleasure that I welcomed Mr. Secretary General of NATO, Mr. Jens Stoltenberg, to Warsaw this week, which we refer to as NATO Week. NATO Week in Poland. Indeed, we are celebrating the 20th anniversary of Poland's accession to NATO. Together with the Minister of Defense, we paid a visit to Żagań. This week, we also paid a visit to Orzysz, where we met with the soldiers of the alliance, Polish soldiers, but not only, also U.S., Croatian, Romanian, and British troops, all those who are serving in Poland as part of NATO mission. And today, we are really delighted to be able to host Secretary General, whose presence stresses in such a strong way the fact of our membership in NATO for 20 years now. Mr. Secretary General laughed, saying to me that this is our third meeting this year, because first we met in Davos, then 1 week ago we met in Košice, and today we are hosting Mr. Secretary General here in Warsaw. Perhaps we will have 12 meetings this year, which means one meeting per month, but I'm happy because this demonstrates how active Mr. Secretary General is and how active our functioning is within the North Atlantic Alliance at the level of national authorities. And this is a reason for joy, that's for sure. If somebody is asking me whether NATO functions or not, whether NATO is alive or not, please just look at the calendar of visits. Please look at how frequent they are. Please look at the activity of Mr. Secretary General. Please meet with the soldiers of the alliance who are fulfilling their missions as part of the allied assistance and allied presence. So if you just look at these facts, you can see that NATO is active and that NATO is functioning, that it is fulfilling its tasks. By the way, we had an opportunity to see that this week. Just yesterday at the military training area in Orzysz, we were able to follow the cooperation of Polish, U.S. soldiers, Croatian and Romanian soldiers, as well as British soldiers. We were able to see how well they cooperate with each other, how perfectly they are functioning as part of the NATO cooperation, how perfectly well they are fulfilling all the exercises they are tasked with. So, ladies and gentlemen, this demonstrates how important the cooperation is. This demonstrates that this proves that the exercise should take place more frequently. We discussed about the necessity to make NATO for is mobile. We are saying the same about the Polish troops. Today, we also had a briefing of the leadership of the Ministry of Defense and Polish Armed Forces. Also during that briefing, we said that it is necessary to get our armed forces out of this sphere of comfort and move the soldiers so that they move around, so that they are mobile, to put it in a nutshell. These are extremely important issues here inside Poland when it comes to our armed forces and when it comes to the functioning of the North Atlantic Alliance. And this, among others, was a topic of my discussion just a moment ago with Mr. Secretary General, because this is something to which we refer to as reinforcement of capabilities, broadening of capabilities, ensuring capabilities. That is, NATO is able to respond to the challenges with which it is faced currently. It is important also to be able to predict what happens in the future and to protect against dangers. Therefore, we discussed with Mr. Secretary General also the situation in the Black Sea and also what kind of actions NATO can undertake. We also talked about the situation in Syria or in the Middle East. And we talked also, ladies and gentlemen, about the situation here in the Baltic Sea region. We also discussed what we can expect also from the side of Russia. We discussed cooperation with NATO partners. I'm thinking here first and foremost about the Black Sea region, about Georgia, Moldova, And of course, how we can support Ukraine in the difficult position in which it is right now. So, in other words, how to respond to those challenges which are emerging in front of our eyes. We assured Mr. Secretary General that we are fulfilling our commitments. At the same time, I stress that Poland is increasing its presence in Afghanistan. We are seeing also other regions where NATO is active, not only our part of Europe. We are increasing our presence in Afghanistan from 350 to 400 troops. Ladies and gentlemen, we are present and we are also active in the air policing mission guarding the airspace over the Baltic states. So we are fulfilling the tasks to which we are committed. Let me also remind you that our soldiers are present as part of enhanced forward presence in Latvia. They are present as part of tailored forward presence in Romania, and this precisely is the fulfillment of our allied commitments. So this is very important, and I'm happy that this is noticed. I also assured Mr. Secretary General that we are fulfilling our announcements regarding defense spending. As you know, ladies and gentlemen, we are also actively modernizing the Polish Armed Forces. Today, we talked about it at length together with the Minister of Defense. But first and foremost, we are increasing our defense spending in general, and we are reinforcing the potential of the Polish Armed Forces. As I informed Mr. Secretary General, and as we repeatedly stressed, we adopted a law which obliges us to increase our defense spending to the level of 2.5% by 2030. Mr. Secretary General observed that our GDP is growing in a very dynamic way. So he said, I'm pleased that you aren't spending a lot and that this building of defense capabilities in Poland is real. Thank you very much for this evaluation, Mr. Secretary General. Yes, indeed, we are trying to make sure that the Polish Armed Forces are best equipped, that they function in a smooth and seamless way. And you can see that this development is happening. We are buying modern equipment, modern armament. I hope that our economic situation is good enough, it continues to be good enough to allow us to implement those plans. Mr. Secretary General, and we are very pleased indeed with your presence. We thank you very much for it. Thank you that our 20th anniversary as NATO members is highlighted also through the presence of the one who heads NATO today and who is responsible for the smooth cooperation. We are grateful for that. And once again, a very, very warm welcome to you, Mr. Secretary General. A welcome to Warsaw. Thank you very much, Mr. President. And now over to Mr. Secretary General.
President Duda, Andrei, it's really great to be back in Poland to meet with you. And as you just said, this is the third time we meet this year. And I really appreciate this opportunity to once again address some of the most demanding security challenges we all are faced with. 2019 is the year where we celebrate the 70th anniversary of the establishment of NATO, but also the year where we celebrate that it's 20 years since Poland joined the alliance. And over the past two decades, Poland has shown again and again your strong commitment to our transatlantic bond and to our NATO alliance. You do that in many different ways, by contributing to our shared security and to our collective defense, by having Polish troops part of our enhanced forward presence in Latvia, and you're also participating and contributing to NATO's tailored forward presence in Romania. And then Polish planes helps to keep the skies safe. Because you are part of the NATO air policing over Lithuania. And then Poland also supports NATO partners in many different ways. You contribute to NATO missions and operations. Polish troops serve in Afghanistan, helping to fight terrorism. And Poland is also contributing with trainers to our training mission in Iraq. And you are participating in our presence in Kosovo, helping to stabilize that region. So we are extremely grateful for all the contributions Poland is providing to NATO every day. At the same time, what we have seen over the last two decades is that also NATO is increasing its presence in Poland. We have the battle group in Poland, the High Readiness Battle Group. We have a new U.S. Armored Brigade rotational presence in Poland. And then we have increased our presence in the Baltic Sea. And Poland is also hosting one of the sites for NATO's missile defense. On top of that, we also know that we have more exercises, proving that we have increased the readiness of our forces so we can quickly reinforce if needed. And all of this is sending a very strong message of unity, of commitment, and of resolve of all NATO allies, and that we stand together, we keep the peace, and we protect each other. I want to thank Poland, especially for what you do when it comes to defense spending. You are leading by example. You allocate 2% of the GDP to defense. And you are right that I mentioned that this is important, not least because we see that the GDP of Poland is growing. So you are allocating more and more money for defense every year. We also know that in an uncertain world, we need to invest more in defense. And the Polish investments in defense is also helping to improve burden sharing within the NATO alliance. President Duda, we just discussed some of the current security challenges we are faced with, including the fact that Russia is violating the INF Treaty. And the INF Treaty has been a cornerstone for European security for decades. Now we see that Russia is deploying new missiles, SSC-8 missiles, which are mobile, hard to detect, nuclear capable, can reach European cities with little or no warning time. And by doing so, they also reduce the threshold for any potential use of nuclear weapons in a conflict. So we continue to call on Russia to come back into compliance with the INF Treaty, to respect this cornerstone treaty for all of us. But also we need to be prepared, and we have started the planning for a world without the INF Treaty and with more Russian missiles. It is too early to say the outcome of this process in NATO, but what I can say is that our response will be measured. It will be coordinated as a NATO alliance, and we don't have any intentions of deploying new nuclear missiles in land-based missiles in Europe. We also discussed Afghanistan, where our troops have served for many years. We support the peace efforts. We are there to create the conditions for peace, to send a clear message to the Taliban that they will not win on the battlefield, but they have to sit down at the negotiating table and reach a political agreement. For any peace to be sustainable, it will need to be built on the achievements that we have made in recent years, including on human rights and the rights of women. So, Mr. President, it is always a great pleasure to meet with you, and it's always a great pleasure to address common security challenges together with you. And I am honored and proud to be here together with you and to mark the 20th anniversary of Poland joining the NATO alliance. So once again, thank you so much.
Dziękuję, panie sekretarzu.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary General. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for your participation in the press conference. Thank you very much.